They've done research that found that gay men are better at facial recognition than heterosexual men are. So
yes,
it must translate to penises as well.
What about testicles? Because Big Fatty's balls are seared into my mind.
Why were you looking at Big Fatty's balls?
Yeah. How can you not look at Big Fatty's balls? You don't even want to. They're just there, and you see them, and they
even with Big Fatty's big fat ass, his balls were still 90% of the photo.
Really?
I just love how 5 minutes before the end of the program, Arthur has to bring it back to some actual research or some actual study. No, fuck that stuff. We're way past that.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Why were you looking at Big Fatty's balls?
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 662 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 17th of August, 2010. Y'all, coming up on today's show, as promised yesterday, we are going to get right on the scratch-offs that Miss Wes sent to Big Fatty, and there may be a voice letter or two. Hi, everyone. I hope your Tuesday is going well. Y'all, Monday, it was a busy day at the coal mine. Larry Klein and, Larry H. Vader, that's...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Those two hooligans were back in the coal mine today, and y'all, we were just back to normal. There was the regular good old-fashioned bitching. Just a lot of bitching going on. Because, you know, that's what the coal mine's all about. Just about bitching. So, y'all, I don't know if y'all have heard the latest episode of the Amerons little show. But, y'all, that was at the beginning of today's little show. That was Arthur and Nigel and Scotty, the little Aussie battler, and that Daniel. Lord, I sound like the Pink Wing Nuts. Daniel Bieber. Y'all, they were talking about Big Fatty's testicles. And Arthur was saying on his latest little show that, y'all, he might just give up the ghost. But then he decided against it. So, y'all, you got to be... I am telling you. Y'all, you got to take care of these podcasters because, you know, they need to be stroked. Vulgar, Big Fatty, you're getting vulgar. I can hear it in your voice. But y'all, you gotta look out for them, cause one of these days they're just gonna be gone, and it ain't gonna be from old age or over drinking. So, well, maybe it will be for some. But anyway, y'all, one of the things that I want to do today is do these little scratch-offs that Miss Wes has sent. And y'all, we hadn't done scratch-offs in a long time. And, you know, y'all, I'm a little disappointed that these didn't catch the whole scratch-off. Let's send Big Fatty some scratch-offs. I'm really a little disappointed it didn't catch on. Because, you know, y'all, there's nothing Big Fatty enjoys more than doing some scratch-offs. Yes, Big Fatty, we are quite aware. Now, y'all, the first one we're going to do today is the Green 50s. And, y'all, it is loaded with $50 top prizes. And, y'all, I have to match my numbers. My numbers? I only have one number. Okay. Oh, your numbers. Winning. Oh, okay. Match your numbers to the winning number and win that prize. Uncover a win symbol and instantly win $50. Now, y'all, the winning number is number 23, and I have five numbers to rub off. And the first one I'm going to rub off is number 25. That's not a winner. The second one I'm going to scratch off is a number 11. That, too, is not a winner. The third number we'll be scratching is number 21, another loser. Thanks, Miss Wes. The fourth number for a scratch is number 26. Y'all, normally number 26 is Big Fatty's lucky number. Y'all, if you're ever in the Las Vegas, I know that terminally single Tim will be out in the Las Vegas. If you're ever going to play the roulette wheel, put it on black 26. 26, racist, Big Fatty. And the last one right here, y'all, is number 16, and so that's a big loser. Well, thank you, Miss West, for sending me a losing card. Now, y'all, the next one is the Hot Chili Tripler. The Hot Chili Tripler. I don't know what that means. But, y'all, you match any of your numbers to the winning number and win that prize, or if you uncover a pepper symbol, you automatically win triple that prize. Well, big fatty. Y'all, the winning number on this one is going to be number 8. Well, that sounds like, y'all, I'm feeling good about this. I feel good about this one. I don't know why, but I just feel good about it. Y'all, the first number is number 26. Hey, y'all, it's an omen. Number 26, I can feel it. I can feel it now, y'all. We're going to do something. Number 15, okay, that's not a good one. Number 15, then we're going to come down here, and there, y'all, there's number 7. 7's a lucky number sometimes. And then there's number 14, and number 14 is lucky sometimes. And y'all, the last number we're going to scratch here is number 21. And 21 is lucky sometimes, but thank you, Miss West, for sending me another one that didn't win a damn thing. Y'all, there's the next one is when pigs fly, W-I-N, pigs fly. And y'all, what you have to do here is win up to $500, match 3 like prizes, and win that prize. Uncover a 10 in the quick spot, in the quick 10 spot, and win $10 instantly. Well, y'all, let's just see if we're going to win $10 instantly in the quick 10. Oh, it was number 9. Whap, whap. All right, we're going to check and see if we got 3 things together here. All right, there's $100, there's $2. Oh, there's another $2, y'all. Could this be a winner? Let's just see. There's another $100. Oh, Brick Friday, I wonder if you'll win $100 or $2. There's a $3. And, oh, it's another $2. Y'all, Big Friday has won $2 on the When Pigs Fly. So that's a winner. Thank you, Miss West, for sending me a winner. We needed, and y'all, how appropriate that Big Fatty won on the game that has a pig on it. That, you know, it's always a good bet that Big Fatty will be a winner when there's pork products involved. So that's all I got to say. That is all I got to say. So y'all, I guess I'll have to figure out a way to get these back to California. So maybe I'll take them when I go out there in May, because y'all, evidently everybody's going to be missing in action when I'm out there. You know, they're all having elective dental surgery when I come to visit. Now, y'all, the next one is the, what is this? This is the find the nines. Match 3 like prizes and win that prize. Uncover any nines in the play area and win the corresponding prize in the prize legend. Okay. Y'all, if you can win up to $999 on this. So here we go. We're going to start scratching it. And there's no number 9 there. That's a $3 there. And then there's a $4. And then there is a $40. Well, we know we're not going to win that. And then we're going to have a $4. And then a $3. And the last one is a $2. All right. No, it's a $12. All right. Well, that's a loser also. And we did not uncover any nines in that. So that's no good. Now, y'all, I have got 5 $2 cards. But I think I'm gonna hold off on those. I think I'm gonna hold off on those because y'all, you know, you don't wanna overdo it. You just don't wanna overdo it. Now, y'all, speaking of overdoing it. The damn golf. You know, now I know Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. They love the golf. But y'all, I have never in my life heard so much bitching as I did on the Twitty on Sunday about the golf running over. Because y'all, it made the big brother. It made the big brother late. Y'all, the big brother didn't come on until 9:20. And I just couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. And, y'all, I was literally laying in the bed with toothpicks holding my eyes open so I could see the end of the Big Brother. Even though I knew what the outcome was, it was – and for those of you who are following the Big Brother and that don't know, Reagan and Lane have been put up for eviction. And y'all, they've had the power of veto competition, and they've had the power of veto ceremony, and I could tell you what the outcome of all that is, but y'all, I don't want to spoil it. No, Big Freddy, please, we'll wait and see it on Wednesday. But y'all, let me just say that Thursday's live show has set itself off to be a doozy. Oh, Big Freddy, it's gonna be a doozy. It's a doozy. And so there you have it. Now, y'all own, I don't know if you've heard the latest cheese sandwich show, but y'all, that Daniel B. Biba, y'all, he just went batshit crazy on the last one, y'all, and he started talking in tongues, and y'all, he would make anagrams, and he would come up with new names for things based on the letters that were in it, y'all, and I think he uses this technology to cheat on the Words with Friends, although he's not playing me on the Words with Friends. Well, y'all, he took the words Big Freddy Online. And y'all, he has rearranged it, and he has said that the Big Fatty Online little show is now called Bayonet Lifting. Y'all, speaking of bayonet lifting, that was lunch coming up. And y'all, I had the Stufa's Italian lasagna and some garlic cheese breadsticks. Y'all, it was just delicious, but y'all, it has given me the uncontrollable belching. Yes, Big Freddy, and could you try to control it by playing some voice letters? That would make us all very happy. Well, okay, we'll try.
You're hamming it up with Big Freddy. Oh, he is fat and sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Freddy.
With Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty. This is Ramble Redhead. Just wanted to give you a quick call with some belated birthday wishes. I had spaced it out on the day, but I did give you a shout out on my live show on Tuesday to wish you happy birthday, and everybody in the chat room did as well, but I forgot to call, so I just wanted to call and correct that problem. But I hope that you had a wonderful birthday, and I hope you have a wonderful and safe trip home, and I'm sure we'll be chitty chatting later. But anyway, I just wish you all the best, and I'll talk to you later. Goodbye.
Dear Gussie, y'all.
Rebelredhead.com.
Oh, dear Gussie, he got me again, y'all. He got me again, y'all. It sounded like he was having a spell there at the end. I don't know, but y'all, if you're having a spell, please pull the vehicle over to the side of the road. Tom, thank you for the birthday wishes, and thank you for wishing them on the live little show. And y'all, of course, that was last week. That was last two, I say, Tuesday that all that took place. So anyway, Big Freddy's just catching up, y'all. He's just catching up. Yes, Big Freddy, we are quite aware. Now, could you please move it along and play a voice letter from someone who is unsubscribed? Just choose somebody out of the blue who has unsubscribed and play their voice letter.
Merg Fodder. This is Omar from theotherO.com. You know, I unsubscribed and decided to listen on the Friday the 13th. But, you know, I was just so hungry that I needed to eat some scrimps.
I'm so hungry. I need me some scrimps.
And it's been so hot in Chicago. And I've been having a great summer, and that's what's up with me. So, you know, write me a letter sometime, and let's be pen pals. Or maybe I could just listen to your show. Okay, thank you for loving me, Big Fatty. I love you back, baby. Okay, bye.
Damn, Gussie, y'all, that...
I'm so hungry. I need me some scrimps.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that Omar hadn't changed a bit. He still needs some scrimps, y'all. And it's been forever since we've heard the dulcet tones of the Cons, what was it? A podcast, Consuebo. No, what was it? I don't know. Yes, Big Fatty, just move the show along. It was Mexican. That's what it was. Consabor Latino or something like that. I don't remember. Y'all, it's been so long. It has been so long, but y'all, thank goodness. Thank goodness he listened on Friday the 13th. And what else can I say? Now, y'all, speaking of other people that are just lucky as they can be, y'all, we have received, and y'all, you might want to sit down. You might just want to sit down, y'all, because we have a phone call from Jeremiah, and y'all, it is less than 1 minute long. I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it. It is less than a minute long. So, y'all, sit down and prepare yourself for the shortest ever phone call. Telephonic message from Jeremiah.
Dear Gussie, it's right, Big Fat, and my podcast has been rejected by that Stephen Jobs because he said that it was racially motivated, this tacky email I got from the iTunes. However, I'm going to call over there to Cappuccino, California, and tell him I hope his pancreas gives out this week and he dies and somebody else take his place. Anyway, I was attacked by an arachnoid in my sleep. It attacked me on my left butt cheek, Big Fat. It's just been something else. Just won't even believe it. It swallowed up. Lord, I had to, have you ever had an arachnoid attack you in your sleep, Big Fat, and one of them there spiders? It has just been awful, but I have recovered, praise the Lord. Oh, dear. I think the phone has been cut out on us. Well, I have to call back.
Dear Gussie, y'all, can you believe that Jeremiah's podcast has been rejected? Y'all, I've never heard of a podcast being rejected before. And y'all, I don't understand it. I just don't understand it. So, Jeremiah, maybe you need to retool it and resubmit it. Because, you know, people are dying to hear they're dying to hear your stories, from the coast of Mississippi. But anyway, y'all, that's terrible news. And y'all, for him to be, attacked in the bed by one of those arachnoids, y'all, that's just terrible. Y'all, he has one of those hemorrhoid phones. Maybe that's what attracts the arachnoids. I don't know. Now, y'all, speaking of arachnoids and hemorrhoid phones, y'all, I have received word, on Monday afternoon from that Stephen the Uck that the new version of the BFO app, has hit the iTunes store. So if you've got one of those iTunes phones, y'all go over there and download the newest version. It is the 1.3. And y'all, I'm just going to tell you what he's written here. Everything should be A-OK now. Just be aware that the chat room is now full screen, but this has made some aspects... Oh, dear, I see. Some aspects of it rather crappy. He's been trying to find a good solution, and he's getting there, y'all. So the chat will be a little on the crappy side. However, he has been able to add a lot of nice features to the next version of the app, which will be version 1.4. But he's not quite happy yet, so he's going to hold off until it's ready. So 1.3 is out, and 1.4 will have a better chat and will be coming soon. And there will be nothing else in 1.4 so far. Also, 1.3 has a new Easter egg. So, y'all, if you found the first Easter egg, remember, it has moved. And there is a new Easter egg over there. What do you think of that, Arthur?
Why were you looking at Big Fanny's balls?
Yeah, Gussie, speaking of Easter eggs, and that was Nigel, not Arthur.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com or call the voice letter number at 206 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.